Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good day, Emmanuel Faith. It's Thursday, July the 15th, and today's devotional is entitled, Dope. And I'm thinking today about verse 7, which says, "We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped." Three things stand out. First is how we sometimes, dare I say oftentimes, get ourselves into a pretty mess simply because we decide to take the bait. There's no doubt that Israel has enemies who devised calamities and plots intended to bait or lure them into a trap. But the thing is that the best that their enemies can do is to intend. They cannot force and they cannot compel. If Israel ends up in a bad place, it's because of a decision they made. And biblical history tells us they made some pretty bad choices. Second is the fact that God doesn't hold it against them, does he? He doesn't berate or belittle. He doesn't shake his head in disgust or say, "How stupid can you be for all of this? Don't you ever read my book?" To the contrary, he hears their cry for help, a cry they're unworthy to utter, since they are where they are by their own doing. This is no one else's fault. But he hears their cry for help, and he jumps in and he rescues. There appears to be no "I told you so's" or anything like that. Rather, coming to them, and them is us, from a place of knowing how weak they are, check out Psalm 103:14, he breaks the snare and provides a way of escape. The third and final thing is how much more grateful I am when God rescues me from something that is my own fault, rather than when he rescues me from something that is not. And can I get a witness on that, right? There is, in my own heart at least, a deeper sense of and appreciation for his mercy and his kindness and his compassion when I realize that I have to say, "God, can you help me? I'm in a tough spot here, and it's all my fault. I know you don't have to, but would you please help me?" And then when he does, joyful worship erupts from my heart. I'm wondering today how this verse might land on you. Are you in a place where you need to respond to someone who's asked for help, and you're struggling because you can see that their situation was preventable, and now you have to get involved and help clean up a mess that you didn't create? Or are you in a place where you need to humble yourself before God and ask for help, all the while admitting to yourself and to him that you are where you are because you made a dumb decision? Or are you in a place of rejoicing from a recent experience where the unmerited grace and mercy of God led him to rescue you from the snare of the fowler? Wherever it is, I trust that God will make it clear to you. This is Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org. Thank you.